Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The Industry Review with One for All gift cards from Unpost. Tax-free staff rewards up to €1,500 per employee per year. Available online or at your local post office.
And welcome to our new Industry Review sponsor, Unpost. But today we're diving into Ireland's booming beauty industry, from home care, homegrown skincare, to high-end makeup. Irish brands are making serious waves both at home and abroad. Joining me today are three of the driving forces behind that success. I'm delighted to welcome Nicola Connolly from Nunaya. I got it right. Niamh Ryan is the co-founder of Ella and Joe. She also joins us, as does Amy Cal, the owner of Oxmantown Skincare. So you're all welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
I don't know a lot about makeup and beauty, but I've spent a lot on it, but being the father of four girls. So we might start with you, Nicola. Maybe tell us about Nunaya, the business, what it is, how it all came about, and how you're doing.
Absolutely. So I'm the founder of Nunaya Beauty, and we have a range of superfood skincare rituals that help to restore skin health as well as bring a greater sense of calm and balance. And the idea behind the range came from my 12 years of studying, living and working with indigenous tribes in the Amazon rainforest and the Andes Mountains of Peru and Ecuador.
How long were you out there?
12 years.
No way.
Yeah, and those communities taught me all about plants and how to use plants.
And we were living in really remote areas.
Yeah,
in the rainforests and...
Yeah, I spent I spent 4 years on the Galapagos Islands. I spent several years in the primary rainforest of Ecuador and then seven years up in the Andes.
Well, that's the school of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that experience then led me to found...
So did you see things out there then that were, I suppose, the embryo of you saw... practice out there where people were using natural products for various ailments, and that hence you've that in your business today.
Yeah, absolutely. So the community sort of taught me how they use plants not only to heal things like skin health, but also they use it to treat emotional health, so things like stress, anxiety, insomnia. And it was those experiences, and one in particular where a woman took me out into the forest with a machete and hacked into the bark of a tree, and this red blood oozed out, and she explained that this was a product that they used to treat eczema and grounding, and that's sort of where the whole idea came from.
Wow. Stay with us. That's a fascinating story. Let's talk to Niamh Ryan, co-founder of Ella and Joe. Niamh, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Bobby. I'm very excited to be here.
No, and lovely to have you here. So, you know, I know you're in partnership. You've been on the go a few years. How's it all going? Tell us more.
Yeah, so absolutely. So we've Ella and Joe now 7 years. I co-founded it with my business partner, Charlene Flanagan. And we really have accelerated, I suppose, more so over the last 4 or 5 years, winning Best New Brand in the UK last year at the CEW Awards. And really, I have a skin clinic the last 15 years. And for me, Ella and Joe came from that place of dealing with the customer and dealing with the skin customer every single day and understanding what she needed. So our products are really about delivering incredible results. They've got really efficacious ingredients, but also in a really joyful and mindful way. So we want to try and bring those kind of joyful experiences back into people's everyday. You know, you recognise that people have so many things to do on their to-do list. And really, we wanted the experience and that spa-like experience to be brought into people's home and into their everyday.
So it's interesting as well, if you talk about Charlene being a makeup artist, you're a skin arts expert and therapist. So the combination of those two skills and the end product, the squeaky clean brush cleanser, was a great idea because it brought, I suppose, good hygiene, health and safety into something. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so
you'll be much better about talking.
No, yeah. So I suppose I'd been working with the biggest skincare brands in the world at that stage when I had the skin clinic, and realised when you're sitting down talking to people that they'd spend a lot of time and effort on doing their skincare in the morning, and they put a dirty makeup brush full of bacteria up onto their skin, ruining kind of nearly all the effort that they'd made. And that's really where the brand started. It was one concept, one idea, consumer need. And it's kind of accelerated from there. You know, we've 24 products now. But yeah, so Charlene's background is a makeup artist. Mine is a skin therapist. But Charlene also has a background in digital marketing. She's a content creator and influencer. And I have a master's in marketing as well. So we ended up...
The dream team.
Well, something like that.
Okay, let's bring in our third guest, who's Amy Cahill, the owner of Oxmansdown Skincare. Amy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks a million.
Tell us about your brand, Oxmansdown.
So we offer a range of natural skincare for the face and body derived from botanical ingredients. So the aim is to provide a simple and effective skincare routine.
Okay, so when you were, I suppose, researching these products, how did you come about finding the suite of products that you have to this day?
Well, we took inspiration from nature. We know that what's found in nature is often what the skin needs the most. So when formulating, I sourced these incredible botanical oils, which are really rich in vitamins and nutrients and antioxidant properties. So they would form the base of lots of our products to this day.
So as I understand it, you formulate a hand or face cream or an oil, then you... play around with is the wrong word, but you then send that off to labs to have it validated. Is that right?
So yeah, like I would have started at the kitchen table and I would have used the products within treatments and people began to get really good results. So from there, obviously you have to test for safety. So we send all of our products off to Oxford Bioscience in the UK.
Right, okay. So I think that's probably important as well for people to be comfortable that this has been... fully checked and...
Oh, yeah.
And it stands up for what it says on the label or otherwise.
Exactly. Yeah. Not only do they look at, like, you know, texture and scent, but also that the products are safe and can offer results.
Back to you, Nicola. Tell us about the process around developing a product. What's involved?
Yeah, so I think we have quite a unique, I suppose, R&D and development process because we do all our own formulation in-house. So we have our own formulation team. We don't outsource any part of it. So we don't do any white label, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So we actually start with plants. So we have access to the most amazing superfood active ingredients from the Amazon rainforest. And then on our team, we work with a biologist, we have a shaman, and we have a cosmetic chemist. And myself, I'm also a natural formulator. So we work with the plants initially. And then we develop the product for the customer from those plants.
And when it comes to designing or coming up with a product that you think will sell.
Yes.
So how does that process work?
Well, we obviously look at the market and sort of, you know, what the trends are and what are the needs in the market. But we kind of operate from a slow beauty vision. So we have a very small capsule range of 8 products. And then the process of actual formulation from the idea to actually getting it on the shelf for us is typically between 2.5 to 3 years.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because of the way that we formulate. So we kind of work the opposite way of the industry just because we really believe in the power of those plants and in getting those really high performance active ingredients into the formulas.
You talk about the supply chain.
Yeah.
If a lot of your product or essentially the raw material is coming from so far away, maybe from geographies that are difficult to access. Talk to me about how you get through all that.
Well, it means I get to go back to these places regularly, which is great. Yeah. I do. And we work directly with our communities of growers for all our key actives. So obviously access, you know, getting something out of the middle of the Amazon rainforest is more challenging. But the fact that we work so closely and have complete transparency across the supply chain actually has really helped in that process. Because, you know, last year when the cacao crop was failing around the world and, you know, there was a shortage of cacao, we used cacao butter in one of our products, for example.
But you see it in the price.
You see it in the price, exactly. And I immediately could get on the phone, talk directly to the community and say, what's going on with you guys? Are you seeing that, you know, insect is impacting you? And we were able to secure the supply chain. So I think it's in a way, it's beneficial having those direct relationships.
Niamh, could I ask you the same question about product development?
Yeah.
And you've come up with, you know, you just say you have 24 products.
24, yeah.
And how important is it for the brand, Ellen Joe, to have like a suite of products?
Yeah, so...
So I presume some sell better than others and you're all the time maybe considering dropping one and bringing in two new ones or whatever.
Absolutely sunsetting, Bobby. We're always talking about sunsetting.
Sunsetting, yeah. That's it.
But I know actually we'd be quite similar, I suppose, to Nicola in some ways that we're very conscious of the conscious consumer movement in terms of that move away from the fast cosmetics pace to being about utilising and buying what she needs. And I think from a formulations perspective, we'd sit down, even though we have a suite of 24 now, some of them might be, say, within our tanning range, light to medium, medium to dark, and that kind of bolsters the numbers. But our core skincare range has, we've 9 SKUs in that. And I think that, you know, we've seen this over the years across the industry where there might be 10 to 15 products or people are buying new. And really, there's definitely been a shift, I think, this year in that conscious consumer behaviour and where people are really looking at quality products over anything else. And like, we're Irish made and we're still Irish manufactured, which is very unique, I suppose, for the fact, the scale that we've had.
And that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Firstly, the value of that in terms of how important is that to the consumer? Like often they say, you know, it's, I'll buy Irish, but the price has to be right first, or the product has to do X, Y.
Yeah.
Do you think Irishness is a real currency in terms of adding value to your manufacturing process?
I think it's definitely becoming a bit more so than it used to be. I think that in terms of the consumer decision behaviour tree and like how they purchase, it's quality first, definitely. It's efficacy, results. And then I think it falls a bit further down than that. But I think people do love the story. I think people who are community focused, who understand that Irish business that sustains Irish jobs, that contribute to their local community, they're the ones that buy the GAA jerseys and that engage with the community as a whole and try and create empowering programs. Like, we'd be very big into creating enterprise programs within schools and kind of fostering that entrepreneurship piece. And I think that it definitely is becoming a more of a purchasing power and there's more strength with it. Like, we were recently awarded B Corp status, one of the first of 66 companies in the country to be awarded B Corp.
Great, really good. And I know a little bit about that because the company I work with is a B Corp company. And like, what you've got to go through to get that and then keep it.
Absolutely.
It means you need to be... It says to me that you're serious about your credentials because it isn't for the faint-hearted.
Absolutely.
You go on that journey,
tenacious,
you're on it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
And I hope that you know, adds value to your business.
Yeah.
Maybe back to you, Amy, in terms of, you say you find finding ethical suppliers in a world that maybe is consumer-led, is that sometimes challenging?
Well, we mainly like to work with suppliers within Ireland. So suppliers who are transparent and ethical. So everything from our ingredients to our glass bottles, our screen print, our outer packaging, our point of sale materials, we source them all around from suppliers from the rest of Ireland, Offaly, Cork. So we're trying to build, not only are you supporting us, but you're also supporting many other Irish businesses. And it's supporting, you know, it's building a more robust Irish economy.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes is it difficult to really, really drill down into the supply chain and understand exactly where everything came from, even if you're buying through third parties, let's call it.
It is, but I mean, transparency is key. So
of course it is.
People are very honest, and so we would look for, you know, the likes of people who are Cosmos approved or who, you know, work with farmers and, you know, who are also Cosmos approved and also who can just, you know, treat their workers fair and so on.
Yeah, it's all about values. Yeah.
Values and efficacy.
Yeah.
So that would be very important to us.
Back to you, Nicola. In terms of the world of cosmetics, of makeup, of skincare. It's a crowded space. Niamh mentioned influencers there. How important are influencers in selling cosmetic products, be they skincare or makeup?
Look, I think, you know, we live in a world where influencer marketing is really important. So yeah, I think it is absolutely.
You're like me. You sound like you hate it, but you just go along with it.
Do you want the honest answer, Barbie? Yeah. I think for me personally and our business, I find that
they're freeloaders. Is that it?
No, not at all. Influencers are really, really important, but I think it's part of the industry that I think the fit is really important, mm-hmm. and the type of influencer that you work with that really understands, for example, Nunaya's values are kind of.
Yeah, because it is kind of an extension of your brand in one sense, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're collaborating with somebody who needs to share the same values that you have.
Absolutely. And their community trusts them. So, you know, they're going to really listen. So you really want to make sure they understand like your messaging around slow beauty or sustainability or the efficacy of the products, and that there is that really good market fit, and that the next week they're not, you know, selling Oxmantown or Ella and Joe, you know. Mm. It's really a tricky kind of balance, but they are really important to the industry.
Niamh, what about the age profile of your consumer? Has that changed over the years?
Yeah.
Is there younger girls using things that they wouldn't have used 20 years ago? Are guys using stuff? Mm. What are the trends in terms of the market developing?
Yeah, so the market's really developed. I suppose personally for our own brand, our own demographic has gotten a little bit older as we've aged. And we're definitely seeing that in more of the demand around anti-aging. Whereas absolutely, I suppose, over the last couple of years, we can't deny the engagement that's been around that teen skincare piece. And I think the big issue around the teen and the younger skincare piece was the fact that teens were using brands and using ingredients that really wouldn't agree with their skin, that can damage their skin barrier. And I think brands actually got a bit of a bad rep, and some of the brands that are out there got a bit of a bad rep. You know, they're selling a really reputable product, and the education piece just wasn't there in terms of either the parents and the children purchasing or the teens and the media. But I think people understand a little bit more about it. But yeah, absolutely, the male market is growing massively as well. Like all the women are looking absolutely fabulous, and the men are like, I'm standing here beside this woman, she looks 15 years younger. What do I do for myself?
Cleanse, hydrate and renew.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with a bit of moisturiser and SPF all the way, Bobby. SPF all the way.
Amy, in terms of the business development and where your business is going to go, what are your aspirations and your dreams in terms of where you want to bring the business? Or do you want it to be, do you always want it to be of a size and scale that it's that you'll always be at the heart of it?
Yeah, 100%. But so far we're stocked in about 40 stores nationwide. We're stocked in salons. And our beautiful hand washes and lotions are stocked in beautiful guest houses around Ireland. So it has grown very organically, except for COVID, which, you know.
Yeah, slowed you up a bit.
No, it's actually it slowed me down, but the business grew. People were gifting each other wellness. And, you know, they really got into self-care. They really took the time to look after themselves.
So that's been one of the positives post-COVID, that maybe there's a wider market.
Yeah, and it really got our brand known. So I would love to grow like internationally, so the likes of into maybe perhaps other European countries and perhaps the States.
Good job, yeah. Well, what about you, Nicola? You've done a lot of work, and you've grounded it in your own lifetime experiences in these wonderful far off places. Is the sky the limit?
Yeah, I think, I mean, our goal is always to keep our kind of really, our sort of message, if you like, or the vision of our business, and we don't want to dilute that or lose that. But our focus now is export. So we are, you know, distributing into Asia is working quite well for us at the moment, and into Europe. So we're looking to grow that, and I suppose in a way to share the message of what we're doing, because the more that we can develop this, the more we can support our growers in these really unique ecosystems that are caretaking of, yeah, you know, of that.
Maybe last word to you, Niamh. Is it a challenge selling your products through others? Because that's effectively how it works. Yeah. If you want to be listed in BTs or wherever it is, that you've to work, you've to get to the consumer working through a third party.
Yeah, so
talk to us about that.
Yeah, no problem. Like, I think no more than we were talking about there in terms of post-COVID, that D2C, direct-to-consumer business, is very big. And for us, we are definitely 50-50, which is incredible. But the wholesale piece, the retail piece has definitely grown, and as we've grown as a business, that definitely has been a challenge as we've scaled, because you're moving into the bigger spaces. You know, we're working with Boots, which are an incredible partner in Ireland, and we work with Debenhams in the UK, and we have a few other retailers internationally that we're working with and engaging with at the moment. But when you're moving into that scale piece, it's absolutely it's a very challenging and very different business model than the D2C piece. And there's a very unique skill set required for both sides. So it definitely is about the balance.
That's interesting you say that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, ladies, thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in with the lovely gifts. I won't be applying them myself, but I'll be finding ones in my life that will be very, very grateful of the products. Thank you to Nicola Connolly, founder of Nunaya. Thank you to Niamh Ryan, co-founder of Ella and Joe. And thank you to Amy Cal, owner of Oxman Town Skincare. Wishing you all success on your business.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.